Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There is a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. President Biden is expected to speak shortly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will support it, but will strike back if it's violated, here through an interpreter.
With God's help, we will establish security. We will have the North go back to the way it used to be, and we will continue all the way to victory.
Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem with some details.
It's a gradual pullout, and then when the Israelis pull out, the Lebanese army would move into those areas. You also have UNIFIL, which is the UN peacekeeping force in South Lebanon. They're going to be there. And the hope is that there won't be anything to blow this agreement up.
President-elect Donald Trump is threatening tariffs again on Mexico and Canada on foreign goods entering the U.S. Jill Schlesinger reports it's complicated.
Some of them are going to be auto parts. Some of it's going to be oil from Canada. Some of it's going to be food from Mexico. I think the biggest concern that I talked to among a lot of economists is this could also snarl up the supply chain
and drive up prices for Americans. The Thanksgiving travel rush is officially underway. Nancy.
Where are you going?
1.5 million people are expected to fly through O'Hare between now and Monday, up 11% from last Thanksgiving. Many, like Kirk, a traveling chef from Portland, have a second leg in their journey. Chicago Aviation Department spokeswoman Georgerie Godfrey stands by the advice of arriving early.
Don't leave your house 2 hours before the flight's supposed to take off, but be here at the airport so you can give yourself enough time.
Nancy Hardy for CBS News, Chicago.
A Senate panel is taking a closer look at the fees airlines charge us for everything but the flight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Things like bag fees, seat fees, boarding pass fees, all of those things that can get tacked on to the price to fly that go beyond just the ticket price.
The airlines have earned billions from those fees. Jim Krasula reports a lot of Americans are retiring early, but not by choice.
The median retirement age in the U.S. is 62, with nearly 60% of retirees telling the research firm Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies they retired sooner than expected. Half of those people cited health issues. Many others mentioned losing a job. Many retirees admitted they're worried about their futures financially.
People delay making the best decisions about how they can plan for their retirement.
Beth Finkel is New York State Director for AARP. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 57 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No kids were on a Racine County school bus when it flipped this morning in the town of Norway. At just after 6, sheriff's deputies and rescue teams were called to 36 and Wind Lake Road for the report of a bus that was upside down in a pond. A statement says the bus driver failed to yield to a Pontiac, with the impact causing the bus to turn over in a few feet of water. No injuries were reported, with the bus driver the only person in the vehicle. In a rare move, a Kenosha judge has granted a new trial for a teenager initially found guilty of sexual assault. Martel Lee was released from jail this morning as he awaits a new trial. The judge vacated a previous guilty verdict, declaring a mistrial based on juror letters and court records. Lee, who's been locked up since his arrest last spring, is now set to be released on a $10,000 signature bond. A jury has awarded $4 million to the family of a Kenosha woman who died from the cold outside of an assisted living facility. The lawsuit showed staff negligence at Parkside Manor, which failed to monitor Helen Edney, leading to her death. The teenager accused in the Kenosha school shooting scare has been deemed mentally fit for trial. The court will now examine his mental state during the November 7th event, where he allegedly attempted to enter Roosevelt Elementary with airsoft guns. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside west breeze and some chilly temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above freezing into the mid-30s. A few flurries could be flying early tomorrow morning and may transition to light rain by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
USA.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Let's talk about the Beatles for a second, because it was on this date in 1962. The Beatles recorded their second single, Please Please Me, in 18 takes. When released in the U.S. on the VJ label, the first pressings featured a typographical error. The band's name was misspelled as The Beatles.
Something in the way she attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
My back. Devil with the blue red, blue red.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. He wraps up the big weekend box office for us. Brett?
Well, it was a huge week at the box office, and coming in at number five was Venom the Last Dance at $4 million. The newcomer from Angel Studios, Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Spy, Assassin, came in at $5.1 million. Last week's number one movie, Red One, came in at number three with $13.3 million. And there were two huge films at number two and number one. At number two, it was Gladiator II, bringing in $55.5 million. This was an epic film that audiences loved, directed by Ridley Scott. And at number one, it was Wicked, bringing in $114 million. Audiences raved about this movie, as did critics. It got a 90% critics rating in Rotten Tomatoes, a 97% audience rating. And it will be a test when it goes up against Moana 2 this upcoming weekend. There is so much at the box office between Wicked, Gladiator 2, Moana, and Red One this upcoming weekend. Go pick out a movie this Thanksgiving weekend.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-611-7272. 800-611-7272.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season.
Yeah.
We listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It is going to be chilly tonight. Look for a low of 28, maybe a couple of flurries, too. A couple of flurries or snow showers tomorrow and a high of 42. And then Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, 36, maybe a flurry or two on Thanksgiving.
What your daddy do? buried your head down there, let it hang down on me. Let it hang down on me, yeah. Come on, Sloopy.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, Sloopy.
Come on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a rare move, a Kenosha judge has granted a new trial for a teenager initially found guilty of sexual assault. Martell Lee was released from jail this morning as he awaits a new trial. The judge vacated a previous guilty verdict, declaring a mistrial based on juror letters and court records. Lee, who's been locked up since his arrest last spring, is now set to be released on a $10,000 signature bond. Racine Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has weighed in on alleged ethics violation by the man he hired to conduct a review of the 2020 presidential election. The Office of Lawyer Regulation accuses the former state Supreme Court Justice of violating several court conduct rules during his investigation. On WISN 12's Upfront, Voss said Gableman went off the rails while conducting the investigation, which ultimately found nothing. A federal civil rights complaint has been filed against the Waukesha School District. It was filed by LGBTQ plus advocacy groups Fair Wisconsin and G-Safe. It's in response to policy changes in the district that mandate pronoun use consistent with students' birth sex. The lawsuit alleges violations of Title IX. The complaint filed with the Office for Civil Rights and the U.S. Department of Education claims the changes create a more hostile environment for transgender and non-binary students. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside west breeze and some chilly temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above freezing into the mid-30s. A few flurries could be flying early tomorrow morning and may transition to light rain by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Tonight.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It says here, according to a survey, women still do most of the grocery shopping and cooking. That's a lot of work. You know, in fact, most were probably too busy to take the survey.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there. In the street of San Francisco, gentle people with flowers in their hair. All across the nation, such a strange vibration.
Your mind.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is Daniel Radcliffe was allergic to his Harry Potter glasses. Yeah, apparently the actor had an allergy to nickel, and so they were quickly replaced with hypoallergenic specs. Also, by the way, did you know his glasses had no lenses in them? This was to prevent reflections from anything happening behind the scenes. The glass lens was later added digitally in post-production.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements. Subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Black Friday is here early. Kickstart your New Year's resolutions today. Blue River CrossFit's on-ramp program is designed to transform your health through fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their expert coaches will lead you through fun, challenging workouts that make a difference. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Wrong.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Mike Clemens on the way with sports. The forecast coming up, too.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. Show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. Do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. 'Cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping. Just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying. Kisses.